Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
To convince a child to keep walking, try switching roles with them. Let the child play the role of the parent. They'll immediately do what you want them to do.
You are raising in your home people that the Bible is very clear about their status. They need to be converted, not just a conformity of their behavior. They need a transforming encounter with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the ultimate priority.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Well, there was a total eclipse, all right. But not of the Bonnie Tyler sort. This is Wretched Radio. Did you read about the eclipse? You say, Friel, we watched the eclipse, but I'm not talking about the eclipse in the sky where the moon blotted out the sun, at least for 13 states, disappointing a whole lot of prophets who said, that means Jesus is going to come back. Once again, we see a sign of the times, meaning a reminder that was prophesied by Jesus to inform us, hey, don't forget, I'm coming back. But he never gave those signs as a date-setting mechanism. Nevertheless, a lot of people said, hey, with this eclipse, and because of what's happening in Israel, and there's something to do with the red heifer, Jesus is going to return. Well, unless he skipped over Atlanta, that didn't happen. And once again, we see those who read the signs that are in the Bible as reminders he's returning, but they put the newspaper or social media in the other hand and put the two together and say, this is that. Well, it's not. We should be reminded whenever we see wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, tsunamis, he's coming back and it's going to be good. He wins, and he's brought me onto his team. Those are the purposes of the signs, but I'm not talking about the lunar eclipse, not talking about Bonnie Tyler, talking about Rome and Florida experiencing a total eclipse of worldviews. The Vatican releasing a 20-page document that was a anthropological paper. It dealt with the issues of the day, which would be gender, sexuality, life, transgenderism, and for the most part, I didn't say entirely, but for the most part, it was a conservative document. In the meantime, out of Florida, the former president, the presumptive Republican nominee for this year's 2024 election, he put out a video, 3 minutes long, explaining his position on life. And it wasn't conservative. You could argue, hey, it's more conservative than Joe Biden. I would say I'd prefer different terms. When it comes to whether or not people live or die, I don't think there's degrees of conservatism. There can be some positions that have a better effect or a lesser effect, but that doesn't mean it is by any means conservative when you crack open the door on the issue of life at conception. The former president wanting to take the issue from a federal conversation to a state's rights issue. And the position that he claimed and stakes apparently is that he's okay with a 15-week exception. 15 weeks. 15 weeks. That is almost 4 months of a baby growing inside of the womb of a mother. It was a total eclipse of worldviews. Let's tackle one at a time, shall we? To the Vatican we go. They declare gender-affirming surgery and surrogacy as grave violations of human dignity. That is a great phrase. Human dignity. And here's why these words, I think, are really important for us. I started noodling this a couple of days ago. We're starting to see a couple of victories, if you will, regarding the trans issue. Athletic organizations saying, hey, the dudes can't compete with the chicks. We're not going to allow that. Well, okay, that's some progress, if you will. We certainly want more progress, but as these victories are starting to increase, what is our message? Because those who are for gender-affirming surgery, or whatever their spinning it with these days. What do we say to them without sounding like meanies? Without sounding like jerks? Because remember, if you deny gender-affirming care, you want people to die! They're going to commit suicide because of you. And I think remembering human dignity, which is a biblical issue, it's not a Roman Catholic issue, it's a biblical issue. When we remember anthropology, that we are image bearers, rather than mutilating somebody with a surgical scalpel, how's about, here comes the phrase that I think might help us, in response to those who say, hey, are you you're opposed to people being happy? I think we need to get those people the help they need. And what does that position, what does that statement do? Well, it makes them look like the meanies. Don't you want them to get the real help that they need? Because the assumption in all of the LGBT transgender arguments are, we're terrible, horrible, big, bad jerks because we don't want gender-affirming care. Don't you want them to get the help they need? Don't you want them to live happily in the body that is clearly male or female? Why don't you want that for them? In other words, we kind of rip a page out of their playbook and turn it around back to the Vatican. It's called infinite dignity. There's that word again, dignity. 20 pages. It's been in the work for 5 years. And the bottom line regarding the trans issue was, no, you can't do that. You cannot play around with or a human body or make oneself God. It distinguished between gender-affirming surgeries, which it rejected, and genital abnormalities that are present at birth, maybe develop later, but they can be resolved, they can be dealt with. But that's not the same thing. They're two distinctly different categories here. There are very rare cases where somebody has born with body parts that maybe don't match or they aren't apparent. That's different than an 8-year-old saying, Daddy, I think I like my sister's purty dresses. Uh-oh, that's a different thing. To intentionally, they say alter their body parts. They don't alter it. This isn't that. What they do, you don't even want, if you've never read it, don't. You'll get sick to your stomach when you read what surgeons do to these people. Don't we want them to get the help that they need? See what I'm doing there? Right there?
Yep.
Advocates for LGBTQ Catholics immediately criticized the document as outdated, harmful, and contrary to the stated goal of infinite dignity of all of God's children. The presumption there is that if you have that sort of mental disorder, that if you don't allow for that individual to live in their delusion, you're hateful. Don't we want those people to get the help that they need? They warned it could have real-world effects on trans people, fueling anti-trans violence and discrimination. And of course, people are going to kill themselves if they do not get this supposed health care. I think it's time for us to turn the tables and stop buying into the assumption that it is anything remotely close to reality, that it is that this position that is just has been staked. If you stand opposed in any way, shape, or you don't like Trans Visibility Day on Easter, you want trans people to kill themselves. Don't we want them to get the help that they need? Honestly, I don't know if you've seen some of these people that are pushing this agenda. We can't look at that and say they need help. They clearly need help. And maybe it's time we start talking like it. From the Vatican's Infinite Dignity Declaration, it needs to be emphasized that biological sex and the sociocultural role of sex can be distinguished but not separated. All right, I personally get the nuances of it, and they're synonyms. This little shell game, this semantic shell game that has been used for us to go, oh, okay, so your body parts, that's your sex. But what you think you are, that's your gender. No, they're really synonymous. The document takes pointed aim at countries, including Africa, that criminalize homosexuality. It echoed Francis's assertion in a 2023 interview that being homosexual is not a crime. The pro-gay Catholics responded and said, "It's contrary to human dignity, the fact that in some places, not a few people are imprisoned, tortured, and even deprived of the good of life solely because of their sexual orientation." And to that we would say, of course we don't want people to be treated like that. But that doesn't mean you affirm what God says shouldn't be affirmed. With much attention about surrogacy, this is another aspect of the Vatican document regarding surrogates, because the way that poor women are being exploited. The Vatican said the child has the right to have a fully human and not artificially induced origin and to receive the gift of a life that manifests both the dignity of the giver and that of the receiver. In other words, overall, the Vatican document, conservative. That's Rome. Let's go to Florida next on Wretched Radio.
A total eclipse of the heart.
Well, in a world that is undeniably cluttered with quick fixes and superficial solutions, now comes a journey into the heart of real change. I'm talking about Transformed Season 3. It's finally here, and we're inviting you into the lives of individuals that are facing the giants of fear and guilt and grief. But hey, there's a twist. These aren't your typical battles. These battles have been fought with the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. You'll witness loneliness and overeating and relational tension met with grace, truth, and love that can only come from the one who knows us the best. This season's not just about watching others, it's about seeing yourself and your struggles and the path to true transformation through biblical counseling. We'll together dive deep into the heart of what it means to be transformed. Transformed Season 3 can be found right now at wretched.org/transformed3.
Record number of children are attending the Tomorrow Clubs in Africa. You should see the videos. Hundreds of kids run to meet at a Tomorrow Club in Africa. Why? Because Tomorrow Clubs, they're weekly kids meeting clubs where the kids, yep, they get some treats, but they get the gospel. They get the Bible. They get Bible memorization. Remember, we used to force our kids to do that, but now that we're oppressors, we don't want to be toxic and make our kids memorize Bible verses when it's about a gazillion times easier than when you get old. And they worship the Lord, they pray together, and they get loved on. Tomorrow Clubs, I'm telling you, record-breaking. The images are so encouraging, so cool, and I would encourage you to consider being a Tomorrow Club partner. $1 per child per month. Encourage you to please consider supporting the great ministry, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, we're just out here every day trying to spread the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we can't do it alone. We produce the content. We need you to listen to the content. And so we are thankful and grateful for you listening to all of the things that we're able to produce. But now we're asking you to prayerfully consider taking the next step and becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. See, reaching millions of lost souls with the life-changing gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, no small task. Like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 16, be on the alert, stand firm, be strong. We've got to stand firm, and we've got to stand firm together, sharing the truth, and that's where you come in. When you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not only keeping the lights on around here, but you're also equipping us to create more compelling, efficient, and theologically sound content. Just visit wretched.org/donate or text the word wretched to the number 44321. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Know your church fathers. Athenagoras was a Christian philosopher in Athens who used his training to defend the Christian faith against Roman persecution. He wrote On the Resurrection of the Dead, arguing that the nature of God, the nature of humanity, and the concept of justice only makes sense if there is a physical resurrection.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and in fact demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended.
This is Wretched Radio. That, of course, is the voice of the former president of the United States and the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party in the 2024 election, releasing a video explaining his position on life. Why? Because it is going to be the issue of the 2024 election. It appears people do not care about the economy, stupid, as much as they care about the ability to separate the procreative act with procreative consequence. That is precisely what the feminists have been up to now for decades. If we are going to allow women to be liberated from the home, then we need to get rid of this institution and this cultural, generally accepted understanding that if you do that act, there's going to be a consequence. Therefore, it should be done in the context of one man and one woman. Got to get rid of all of that. So we need to make intimacy something that is a non-moral issue. And they have been wildly successful. And women who, not all who are just single, because it's a lot of women that are also married, even women who profess to be Christians, they want the freedom to be frisky without any potential of having to be responsible for it. And so they are going to vote for the one that they think protects that, air quotes, right. That is why this issue, it is on the ballot, bigly. And that is really what a lot of inside commentators say was the reason that Donald Trump has staked this, well, to be charitable, a nuanced pro-life position. But really, is there such a thing? If we swapped out the issue, let's make it something I think we all grasp and except as being atrocious, you would say, whoa, 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 there's no nuance to that. What issue am I thinking of? Rape. Look, there are some people who just, they want rape to happen all the time. Well, I think we should just have it sometimes. You'd go, whoa, 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 dude. That isn't pro-woman. That isn't pro-morality. You can't be nuanced on an issue like that. Ditto. And that brings us back to the president, who recognizes that politically, to be staunchly pro-life, it's a loser. And that means we Christians have arrived at a destination that we knew was coming, but we hoped wouldn't happen in our lifetimes. And that is the destination of compromise. What do we do with this conundrum? I think that Donald Trump is right. You stake a genuine pro-life. I'm not talking about 6 weeks like Florida. I'm not talking about 15 weeks. That, by the way, even though Mike Pence said that Donald Trump's position is a slap in the face to pro-lifers, he was for 15 weeks during his presidential efforts running this last season. Donald Trump is right. You come out and say, no, I'm totally at conception. And it is an abomination that a country that claims to be great, that still has on its coinage under God, would allow any taking of innocent human life. That's a losing issue. So here we are as Christians. But he's the one we're going to get. And I hear the argument. In fact, I can hear people pretty much screaming it right now. Hey, you want Joe Biden in there again? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we are now confronted with pragmatism. A genuine Christian pro-life position is zero exceptions, zero. You say, well, what about rape and incest? I say we need to deal with those issues sensitively, but we don't punish the one that is the consequence for the sin. We punish the sinner. In other words, we go after rapists and pervert pops who do that to their daughters. And quite honestly, I would be in favor of death penalty for those types of crimes. You have forfeited your right to live on this planet. We should be dealing with the guilty person, not punishing the innocent consequence of a horrific act. You say, what about the life of the mother? I say, if we, in the effort of saving the mother's life, lose the life of a child, we call that a tragedy, but we don't call it an abortion. An abortion is an intentional taking of innocent human life. And we know scientifically and biblically that that begins at conception. So there we are with our pro-life position. Zero, zero, zero exceptions. And now we have two candidates running that have varying degrees of a pro-choice position. I would take this back to the rape issue. You wouldn't, you could call the liberal guy pro-rape. But if there's a conservative guy who says, well, I just think that there should be some exceptions and, you know, maybe some age ranges where rape could be acceptable. You know, we got to find that compromise. You wouldn't say that that person is anti-rape. You wouldn't say that they are fully pro-woman. You would say that's compromised. And it is. There's no question about it. According to reports, for well over a year, Donald Trump has sought out the consultation of people who have given him two sides of the issue. If you come out pro-life, you're going to lose. If you nuance it, you're going to still get the vote of those conservatives because they're going to have no choice. And you know what? That is true. And that is why we've arrived at this destination that I have not been looking forward to. We are going to have to vote for somebody who is not pro-life. On the ballot this fall, unless something changes, you're going to be voting for one of two pro-choice candidates. That's the reality. That is what we're dealing with. And please just don't send me an email saying that I'm trying to compromise and get people to... Not saying that. This isn't a political commentary. This is a life commentary. This is an anthropology issue. This is about human dignity. This is about ethics. I was reading Andrew Walker. He's the ethics prof at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, stating he was going to teach a course this fall on traditional ethical matters, but he wants to teach a course instead on bioethics because of IVF, which, by the way, the former president said is a good thing. I think that is an oversimplification of the issue. I understand the sensitivity of fertility issues, but the IVF program, it's fraught with problems. There are millions of frozen humans sitting somewhere in a lab freezer hoping to be thawed out. And most times that is simply not going to happen. And Andrew Walker, recognizing this and the gender issues, the sexuality issues, the abortion issue, the transgender issue, he sees this as the issue we Christians need to discuss more robustly, that we need to think about more thoroughly. And that's why with the IVF issue, I haven't heard many conversations about it. I think I read one critique of it in Not the Beast stating, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, do you know that this is what goes on behind the scenes? Do you know how many babies die in the creation of hopefully, maybe, one life? It's not a clear-cut issue. And as Christians, we need to be willing to talk through it and think through it. Some of these issues are relatively new, and they're demanding that we put our thinking caps on and be willing to talk about them without an accusation that you're selling out conservative values and you're the reason that America is going down the drain. We got to do better than that, don't we? So let's listen in on the former president's take on the life issue.
It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month.
Let me just remind you about our rape scenario.
The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that.
Probably not everyone, but that is true, isn't it? They are wildly worse. But that doesn't mean that a 15-week position should be acceptable to us. I get it. We're down the road. This is the fellow that Republicans have decided are going to represent those who vote conservatively. We got what we got. And it's not going to be a sin to vote for him because it is the lesser of two evils. That is true. But let's not so quickly overlook the reality that it's still an evil. This is Wretched Radio.